I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Love your labia. And if your boyfriend complains that it's not tight enough, tell him his dick's too small. Is that fine?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret Show. This week, I am joined by none other than stand-up comic, podcaster extraordinaire, and all-round funny fucker, Joanne McNally. Woo!
Hi.
How are you, Petal?
I'm really good. How are you?
Mate, I can't go like another second into this without saying, you look so much like Cara Delevingne. It's
I do in my hell. I look like Cara Delevingne.
You do.
If she's been eating carbs nonstop for 12 years. Anyway, I'm not going to slag my weight. I'm weight positive these days. But I have had that before. But if anything, it just makes you realize I'm the Aldi version of her. I'm the middle aisle shit version of her.
Keith Lennon always used to call me the council estate Katy Perry.
There you go. That's brilliant. I am the council estate Cara Delevingne.
Honestly, I took it every single time. I was like, yes, Keith, thanks, mate. I'll fucking have that.
There is actually a similarity between you guys. I've never noticed that before.
I think it was better when I had the dark hair. Now I've got the blonde. People are very confused. They don't know how to take it. It looks quite dark today, though. I'm not going to lie. She's got a lot of Moroccan oil on. How do you keep yours healthy, mate?
Listen. This is why I have three jobs, to pay for the amount of shit that I have to buy so that my head doesn't look like a bag of chewing gum. You know, this is so, you're so lucky. You look brunette to me.
Well, I've got a dark root drag, Joanne, and then it's like predominantly like a full head of highlights and like nice toners and that. But yeah, mate, it is really blonde when it's washed and not covered in like various oils.
So the blonde, I have like a team of like people who help me keep it on my head. But I went to, I think I told this story on, maybe it was the podcast I did before, I can't remember. I went to Vietnam one year on holidays and wanted my highlights done. And I found a shop. It was in the Lonely Planet Guide recommended. It was called Tony and Chai.
Brilliant. I would have gone for the pun alone.
So I, like naive dickhead, went in and paid. I think it was like 100 American dollars or something at the time. Anyway.
It wasn't cheap then. It was fucking
cheap. Vicky, it wasn't fucking cheap. And me, the dickhead, tipped them as well. Like tipped them, even though I left. My head was like steaming. Like it was like a hat. It was like... They put me up. It was like a boiled ham. They ruined it. It fell out. It all fell out. It took me years to get it back. Yeah. It was
thin.
It was like, everyone was like, what's that smell? We'd be on the beach in the open air. And I'd be like, that's my hair. Honest to God, it was smoking. It was disgusting. So like being blonde, I wouldn't recommend it, to be honest. I just look like shit with brown hair. I just disappear into the wall. I do. It doesn't suit me. And my natural hair is this, it's this weird, like nothing. It's like this nothing color.
Yeah. Oh, but I think I'm like that. Like, obviously I've been brunette for so long and consistently dyeing it to get that lovely chocolatey color, mate. But I think, if truth be told, obviously in lockdown, we all kind of got a little glimpse into what is actually going on behind the scenes. And I'm like, obviously, fucking 33, she's got a little bit of grey there. But yeah, as well, like, it's mousy brown, I'd say. It's kind of, it's neither summer nor out. It's like dirty bathwater.
The worst.
Oh, no.
It's the worst colour. And I was the same. During lockdown, I was faced with the actual, the
reality
of the ageing process, yeah. Like I'm saying,
shit, man.
As my Botox started to wear off, because you can kind of convince yourself that you're aging well, forgetting,
that you've got a bit of help,
that you've got a load of shit in your face, yeah. But it was starting to wear off, and I was like, I'm 38,
no,
like I am staring down the barrel of 40.
No, wait, right. Well, then whoever's the team behind your hair, whoever's doing all of your little bits, fucking deserves a medal, because I thought you were younger than me.
I have a team living in the basement. I'm like Frankenstein. They all live in the basement, and I go down and get tweaked and plucked. But like Botox, the Botox wore off, and I was like, what the fuck? I looked like someone had been, when I woke up, it was like someone had been digging my head with a fork. Do you know, like doodling into my head with a fork? It was horrific. Anyway, I was saying, the second this thing lifts, I was like, I want a facial so intense, I need to sign a do not resuscitate. I was like, just get me in. Give me everything. I want a new head. I want tits so high I have to wear a bra as a hat. I want everything. And I did. It was great.
Good for you, mate. Listen, honestly, yeah. I Erkan's got this picture of me from lockdown where obviously, like, I've been talking to him, and I'm quite an expressive person. I get that. And my face is completely uncontrollable. I'm so animated. Anyway, he's got this picture of us that he's like done a collage with next to the Wi-Fi sign. You know, the Wi-Fi on top of your phone. And that was what was like in my forehead. And every time I get a bit cheeky over WhatsApp or text, he just sends that. And I'm like, you're a prick. And I don't know why I love you.
I love that you're getting trolled by your own boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so jealous. You're so in love.
Oh,
I'm
honestly.
I'm so jealous.
Joanne, don't be, right? Because before you joined this podcast today, right, I was in tears to me producer, because we've just got a puppy. And I swear we're going to start asking you questions after this. But just got a puppy, and I fucking love him. He is the goodest, fluffiest boy of my dreams. He's 12 out of 10, already pooing outside on day 3. Like, he's honestly a canine genius as far as I'm concerned, but I'm biased. I am biased.
You're such a mom. This is what moms do.
I know.
He's so advanced. He's shitting in the garden already.
Crazy dog.
It's like Rain Man.
But Erkan has gone back to work this week, despite saying, yeah, I'll take the week off. I'll be with you, baby. Yeah, yeah. He's gone back. A couple of his employees have killed it. I do not believe it for a second. And he gets to go to work and leaves our fluffy boy in the house with me. And when he returns, like 8 o'clock at night, I'm exhausted. I'm fucking covered in hair. I'm covered in shit. He's bitten us all over. Like, he is sick of the sight of us. He doesn't respect us. He thinks I'm a human chew toy. And then daddy walks in and it's all fun and games. Tail wags, sits patiently, is the best boy. And I just think, you know what, Erkan, fuck off. Like,
Vicky,
honestly.
If this isn't, this is basically an analogy. Like, this is what it's going to be like with your kids. You need to nip this shit in the bud right now, because this is exactly what it's going to be like with kids. You put all the work in, and then I was like that, and then my dad would come home and I'd start wagging my tail because he was the saint. Because he was the one who didn't have to give out to me during the day. I know, men get away with murder.
That's it. So I feel like, because Erkan doesn't have to say, like, my lord, no, like, my lord, stop biting mommy's ponytail. My lord, fucking give Vicky back a bra. Like, he doesn't have to do all this. So he comes in and he's like, fun daddy. Like, we love him so much, let's play with him. And I'm just the arsehole who has to discipline him all day and get bitten. And I'm so over it. So this whole boyfriend thing, like, I feel like it's cracked up to be more than it actually is.
There's one thing, though, that I would genuinely like a partner for is I love animals. Like, I would love it. I tried to foster a dog during lockdown from Battersea. They said to me that I needed to have a car. And I was like, why?
Why? I don't get that. I don't understand why.
I was like, I'm not going to be bringing to guitar lessons. Like, I live beside Clapham Common. Just give me a dog with legs that it can walk. It's like, anyway, they were like, you have to have a car. Did you have to have a car? You probably have a car because you're an adult. I don't have a car.
Right, so I don't drive, Joanne. Like, I am currently like a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, whatever you are, 17-year-old taking driving lessons. Because for the
vast Have you ever driven?
No, I've always been too drunk, honestly.
Fair.
My youth, misguided. So I've never drove, but Erkan obviously has a car, but he just fucks off to work and leaves me stranded in the house with this absolute fucking four-legged maniac.
I can't believe you're taking driving lessons. That's so cute.
I feel like I'm regressing as a human being. Like, it's so weird. Like, it makes me so nervous. Have you ever, can you actually drive, Joanna? Do you just not have a car?
Oh, God. the ongoing relentless drama. So basically, I'll keep it real short.
Okay.
I got a driving license.
Mm-hmm. Buzzing. Like, you acquired one legally, it made it sound like you found one. Right, okay.
Legally, yeah.
Got a driving license.
Bought it off the dark net. Absolutely delighted with myself. Global driving license and drive anywhere. Did my driving test in Ireland, passed it, grand. And in Ireland, whatever fucking system is going on over there, they were like, here's a piece of paper. You passed your test, but if you don't send it off, you have 2 years to send it off. If you don't send it off within 2 years, it expires and you don't have a license anymore. And I, like, I'm the worst procrastinator, but I was like, even I can't fuck this up. Did I send it off?
Nah. Honestly, mate, you're the same as me. I don't do anything. Like, Sky were very clear with me. They said, if you don't send back your little box, you will get charged like 50 quid or something. And I was like, sending back a box? Like, they were like, we actually send you a bag. Like, you can't mess this up. I was like, I'll send it back. You know I've paid the 50 quid. You know I'm ignoring the emails. Like, I am terrible for stuff like that. Like, life admin, I can't do.
Can't do it. I have a shirt sitting. I've never once returned a single item of clothing. So I'm in the middle. Once it arrives in the house, I have to make it work. Whether it be an XXSXS bra that I couldn't even wear as a sock, I have to keep it. Whether it be an XXXLL. I upstairs have a Fred Perry man's jacket that I accidentally bought. It was 100 and something quid. And I'm like, well, I'm going to have to cut it up and use it as like cloth or something. I've never returned a single thing in my life. I tried to do Depop. Too much fucking hassle.
No, because you have to deal with the post office, right? Like, honestly, I just can't. Through lockdown. Like, we kind of had time on my hands, and I was like posting things to my mum and dad, you know, like trying to keep in touch and nice and stuff. And honestly, the post office was just like the moment of the week I dreaded the most. Like, the queuing, like, they're always angry. Like, you know what the day holds, guys. You did it yesterday. I don't know why you're so mad at me. I'm bringing things for you to send places. Surely this is what you thought was going to happen today.
One of my best mates, she sells a load of merch and she said the same thing. She queues up at the post office and they know she's coming with all these envelopes, and they get real snotty and rashy with her. She's like, what do you want me to do? Fly the shit myself. Like, what? But fair play to you for even, I am still using an Irish mobile phone. Okay. I've been in the UK for 2 years because I can't logistically figure out how to not use that phone. The phone is so broken and busted. I can't use any of the left side of the keyboard. And sometimes it just bangs out photos of myself to people in my WhatsApp group that I know. Like, it's awful. And I still can't figure out how to not have it in my life. And it affects my mental health.
I feel like we're both cut from the same very, disorganized procrastinating cloth. So I'm pleased with that.
It's the cloth of carnage, we'll call it. The cloth of carnage.
I mean, look at this. We've managed to put off fucking starting this podcast for about 20 minutes. We crack on.
Yeah, let's go.
So, Joanne, like, I first became aware of you through your podcast, My Therapist Ghosted Me. And you do that with the lovely Vogue Williams, don't you? So do I. She's absolutely class. She's one of the good ones in my industry, I think. But there's a bit of confusion, isn't there? Because I thought it was your podcast, but it's actually both of yours. But the Daily Mail are convinced it's her podcast.
No, it's the other end. So basically, I'm always laughing. So basically, Vogue is kind of like telly royalty in Ireland, and I am not. So basically, the Irish media are obsessed. They're obsessed with Vogue. So, because she's clickbaity in Ireland, you know, people want to know what she's doing, and she's hot and she's got cock kids and she's got a famous husband, blah, 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 blah. So she's got all the props, you know.
Yeah.
She's got all the props.
She's got all the things.
She's got abs in her face. She's an easy sell.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Like, if Vogue wasn't so nice, she'd be easy to hate, wouldn't she?
Oh, sure. I couldn't be friends there until she had two kids and she started, her look started going. Then I was like, okay. She was sniffing around me trying to be friends for years. I was like, back off. You're too hot. I don't need this shit in my life, please. Shit. Life is hard enough without me feeling like shit constantly. We were friends for years. We were in the same gang. We were in the same kind of like kind of gang of friends, but we were on opposite sides of the gang. If you know, okay. Not like there was no tribal wars or anything. We were
image of West Side Story in my head.
Just trying to glass each other in bars in Dublin and stuff. No. We shared mutual friends, but we weren't really friends. Do you know
okay,
that way?
Got it. Yeah, absolutely.
And then when I moved to London, so I actually hadn't moved to London yet. I got signed in the UK, but I was still living in Dublin. So I was coming back and forth the whole time. And then because obviously we're both in London, and then she was like, come and stay with me. And I was like, at the time I was pretty much staying in like dog shelters because I'd no money. And then I just like waltzed into this manor, like smoking Spano cigars, living the life. Getting my bed turned down. No, the bed turned down.
No, I'm sorry. That is... is that true?
She's no. Living. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. If only I'd made things work with Spencer, that could have been fucking me.
Oh, sorry, what?
She's living
in Spencer.
Oh, for about 5 minutes. Stop! 5 minutes and you would have missed it, mate. It was never anything. But yeah.
That is hilarious.
I just
Jesus, he does well. He does well with the women. Yeah. Doesn't he?
He's never struggled to nick a bird like. Never struggled. No. But do you know, everyone has this preconceived notion of Spencer, and I'm sorry I'm talking about Vogue's husband, yeah, but everyone thinks he's really smarmy or like he's in some way disrespectful to women. And I think honestly, maybe it's for a spell in his youth, he might have been incredibly misguided. But the person I knew was really charming and honestly so endearing. And he laughs at himself and like self-depreciating. It was impossible not to like Spencer Matthews, which is a sentence I never thought I'd say, but I'm sure Vogue understands. And you understand.
I agree 100% that whatever character he was playing in that show, I think it was like, look, I'd say he was a dog in his day. There's no denying he was a dog in his day. But he certainly seems to have done a 180. And obviously, I know him pretty well now, so I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah.
Big fan.
But I think, like, and all credit to him for working on himself and growing up and being this, like, super great dad now. But I think Vogue's probably played a huge part in that as well. Because you know yourself, when you're with the right partner, you just blossom.
Big time. Like, when you're on your own, you've no one to hold you accountable for anything. Yeah. Yeah. And so it just depends on the kind of person you are. I'm the kind of person who needs a reason to go home. Or never going home.
Oh, mate. I'm like preaching the choir. Yeah.
If there's no one in my bed going, come home, I am never going home. Like, I've had friends had to call me taxis and, like, I didn't realise I was being walked out to the taxi. I thought I was being taken to the hallway for another deep and meaningful conversation and next thing I'm just in a taxi.
About your childhood. Or starting a business.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about my grandmother again? I'd love that, actually. Yeah, that'd be great.
You know what? We should go into business together. Like, that's my favourite.
Yeah. Holidays. So we're going to go on holidays together. What's your name again? Karen. Yeah, no, that's it, Karen. Me and you.
Me and you.
We're going to beat that too.
Benidorm.
Yeah, yeah.
Benidorm. Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted. You were telling me about staying at the manor.
Staying at the manor. So this is what I was saying. So basically, the Irish press are obsessed with folk. So like I could literally, I was saying this on the podcast last week, I could literally ring up a paper in Ireland and be like, I've just drank a pint of psychedelics and I've run through Westminster bollock naked. And they'd be saying, was Vogue there putting on a leggy display? And I'd be like, no. And they'd be like, well, you're grand. We don't care. So it's the same with the Daily Mail over here. See, they don't know who I am. They don't know what's going on. All they know is that suddenly they've all this access to information about Vogue. Because once a week she's talking about shit and putting on a leggy display outside Global. They love a leggy display.
But then when you've got legs like Vogue, it's not even intentional. Like everywhere she goes is a leggy display. Like,
sure, that's just it. But it's the Daily Mail. They could be accusing her two-year-old child of putting on a leggy display. Do you know what I mean? They'd be like, baby Gigi puts on a leggy display.
Gigi.
Baby Gigi shows Father Spencer what he's missing. Like they've literally four captions that they just cram everyone into.
Brilliant.
You know what I mean? So anyway, the Daily Mail, they don't know what my role is. They just assume they don't report anything I say because no one gives a shit. So they just think that I'm just there as a vehicle to take information about Vogue in. They basically think I'm interviewing Vogue once a week, every week.
Like the Irish, female Michael Parkinson just sitting there, gleaming.
Sitting there. And Vogue, like, as if, do you know what I mean? Not being bad, but like, I mean, Vogue's interesting and all, but like, is she 12 hours interesting? Is she 12 weeks of one-on-one interviewing interesting? Probably not. I don't know who is. No one.
Honestly, Joanne, like, I'm not just saying this because I got you on. I absolutely love Vogue. I've made that very clear. But the bits I've seen in it, like, I feel like I'm learning more about you than I'm learning about Vogue. So I think the Daily Mail are being specifically, like, difficult here. And honestly, mate, like, it's not the font of all knowledge. They've been calling Erkan 37 for about 2 years now. He's 28. I just let it go, mate. I'll let it go.
Do you think they're trolling him?
Do you know what? He fucking deserves it after the way he goes on about my wrinkles in my forehead. But no, honestly, I think I think everyone just assumed he was older because he's the guy.
Do you know what, though? What's interesting about women like me and you, I think.
Yeah. Go on.
I think we've got, like, maybe a young lifestyle.
Yeah, I get
so
that.
So we don't have, like, you know, we're not going out with the same lad we were when we were 16. We, you know, we didn't go down that road. I don't think I would have been able to go down. I don't think I would have had the attention span, to be honest. But we don't have kids and all this shit. So I was actually thinking about this the other day. I used to go for older men.
Yeah, me too.
But now those men, now that I'm older, the older men are, they're too old. Now they're actually old men. So now I've started going for younger lads as well.
Yeah. I think, like, I went through this real spell, which when I came out of the jungle, like, you know, it was blokes that were my age were, like, wanting to go on, like, two dates and then settle down. And I was like, Jesus Christ, like, I haven't learned enough about you in these two dates. Like,
yeah.
I'm overwhelmed by your pace. Like, if anything, it felt like the roles were slightly reversed. You know, you hear when women get to a certain age, they become a bit panicked. Like, that's how I felt. Like, men my age were treating us. So I started, like, unintentionally going out with younger lads, and do you know what? I just found I quite liked it.
How did you meet Erkan?
Oh, there's nothing exciting about it, Joanne. It's so, like, I wish it was really romantic and we'd bumped into each other on a tube or something, but he just would.
I love that that's your idea of romance.
Fucking Slim Pickens!
Yeah,
Slim
the bar's pretty low.
All right, fine, then we'll bought each other over a croissant in France.
Thank you, exactly, yeah. You're like bumped into each other in a hostel, something romantic like that, but it wasn't, it was just a norm. Why, what happened?
Hey, so, you're so... I had, a couple of years previously, spotted him on my Explore page on Instagram. You know that, like, little cheeky, it's a wealth of, like, fit fellas and really good-looking girls and dogs, I think, as well, on mine. And Little Mix for a strange mix of things.
Well, you know that they're your algorithms, Vicky. They're your algorithms. Like, you've planted those seeds yourself. Go on, I want to hear.
I'm a puppy perv and like a greedy woman. That's like a little Knicks fan at 33. That's clearly what I'm saying. So anyways, yeah, so I was on there and I clicked on his picture, discovered that it wasn't in fact just like a one-off. He was across the board, a lovely bit of kit, and followed him. And then he followed us back and then like the romance. Nothing ever.
That's the power of the blue tick. You're basically grooming men. You can go on. It's the power of the blue tick and you're grooming them. They're all going to follow you back. It's a power play.
Do you think I abused my blue tick?
Yeah.
No. This is bullshit.
Yeah. I think that poor man doesn't know what's going on.
He never stood a chance against the power of the tick.
But you know what's so embarrassing? I tried to pull that stunt once. I was like, okay, I'm gonna abuse my blue tick.
Yeah, yeah.
There was this guy and I was like, I'm gonna go in here for the kill.
Was he lush?
He was lush. I thought he was lush.
Yeah.
Burnt me alive. I was so embarrassed. I unfollowed them and I had to read like two chapters of some book called Heal Yourself Hell. So at least you throwing your blue tick around actually worked for you.
Please tell me you did some yoga as well. Tell me you did some yoga.
I was saying, I was like saging and all. I was like, don't worry about it, Jermaine. Don't worry. He's clearly gay. Don't worry about it. He's gay.
Oh, well done, mate. We've managed to waste the entire first half doing absolutely fuck all. I haven't asked you so much as a single question.
Go on, ask us something there.
No.
So did he just start DMing you then? Was that what happened?
We both got, so basically very soon after I followed him, I met my ex-partner, so obviously nothing came of it, and he met someone as well actually, so we never ever spoke. And then not long after I broke up with that partner, I was back on the hunt, abusing my blue tick power obviously, and he popped up again and I liked one of his posts. This is his story, I think it's probably right. I was on a very hungry quest. So I was looking for some validation post being cheated on, I think. And he says he thought, oh God, that's fucking weird. She's liking my pictures. I swear she's engaged. And he had a little stalk with me on Instagram, realized I'd deleted all those pics in rage and was now single. And he slid into me DMs and the rest is history, Joe.
Slipping into the DMs. Okay, so what you're telling me is I need to hang out in the Explorer page of Instagram.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to be a creep, man. Like those pics, follow those fellas. It's 2021. That's not great.
I know.
Is that the date?
Yeah,
Oh, shit. It didn't feel right in my head, but we've missed 2020, haven't we?
It's 2021, yeah. Loads of people meet their fellas on Instagram now. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I do think it's great. I want to talk to you about dating in a sec, but we're going to end part one. But before we do, I've this new little thing I want to try out. And I thought Joanne's the last to try it out with, right? My lovely guests give so much of themselves. It's fucking brilliant. I get their secret. I learn from them. We'll get fun anecdotes. And I don't feel like I really give too many of my own little secrets away. So in the spirit of turning that around, I'm going to tell you one secret about myself and two lies. And you have to guess which one is the secret. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to read them to you and then you've got the break to work out which one is the secret, right?
Okay.
Okay. First one, I love traveling around America.
Okay.
Yeah. Second one, I once killed a cockatoo.
Okay. Yeah.
Third, I've got size 7 feet.
Okay.
And you... Go on.
Am I allowed? Is this like, would I lie to you? Like, can I ask you questions about these things, or do you just have to give an answer?
You can ask us questions after the break. How does that sound?
Okay. Yeah, Grant. I've written them down here.
See you in part two.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.